The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Misfit Toys.
Well, 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 everybody. We're live from the farmer's market in beautiful California. I'm going to be quiet for a second. Can you hear that hustle and bustle? Wow. By the way, the farmer's market is one of the most, you know what, delightful places you can go. People from all over the place, all types of people, just every type of a person. It's just a beautifully eclectic atmosphere that is quite charming and really nice to hang out. So this was our 10-year anniversary show with basically a family show, but I also wanted to say that Cam Gavinsky is doing a show at the Elysian tonight, Friday night in Los Angeles, and you can go to their site or Cam's site and find out exactly the time. I think it's 8 o'clock. I'll be there with a few friends. So tonight, Cam Gavinsky at the Elysian in Los Angeles. It's a great place to see a show, and I can tell you, I saw Cam's show, a version of this, and it was really, really great. It was really a lot of fun. But a lot of work into it, you can tell. It's really a fun show to watch. And sorry for my cold, if I sound a little stopped up. And that's it. So enjoy the show, and I love you, and you're beautiful, and yes, I'm coming back to the arcade soon. Cough, cough, to a friend of mine that might listen to the show. All right, everybody. Happy whatever you want to be happy. We now join the Todd Glass Show, already in progress. Oh, my God. It's so exciting. I mean, truth. You know, we started. It's all right, though. I'm going to go very slow. Oh, you need a tambourine? This is the cold opening. I want to make it quick, though. And I'm hot already. Let me take my jacket off. So this is the 10-year... Dot has a jacket. So this is the 10-year anniversary show. So I'll... You know what? Now, I'm going to explain what's going on here. The studio is a reconfiguration now. So now, everyone at the table, you know how the view, like they're all at, or when you see people eat at a restaurant, they're always in a half circle. That's how everybody is at the table for you people listening at home. So in the room is Cam Gavinsky. Hello.
Hello.
And Aristotle.
Hello.
And then Vinny. Oh, don't even get us started. Hey, oh, you're lucky. Come on.
Come on.
He's dead. Oh, you're lucky. You're lucky. You're lucky, Tim. You can't get out from behind the keyboard.
No. No, he's not worth it. He's not worth your time. He's not worth it. He's not worth it.
You're dead. You're dead. So, truth, everybody, Vinny is here. So this is, and then also Tim Lillis is on keyboards tonight. And then Eric Calver is on drums. And everybody's here. I'm so excited. I will tell you the truth, and then we'll do a little cold opening to bring in the holiday season. About an hour and a half ago, I was nervous because, you know, I was like, oh, my God. And then I was thinking it's too much stress to have this be the number one podcast. But truth, I'm not going to overuse the word. It is very exciting to have everybody. It's very reminiscent. And the way the studio is, this is sort of the way you sat before. So I will take some pictures tonight. I even put it, what do you call that, a charcuterie board?
Charcuterie?
Is that? Don't talk, please! I'm
lying! Now, what did you say it was again?
Charcuterie board.
Please stop talking about cardboard.
No, seriously, what is it? Honestly, what is it?
I didn't mean to. I was just making. It was a dumb joke because charcuterie sounds sort of like charcuterie.
Please stop it.
So,
anything for the show.
So this is who we wanted for the 10-year anniversary show. I kept pushing it up. I wouldn't even have known it was a 10-year anniversary show if it wasn't for Aristotle. You told me about 2 months ago.
It's been a while, yeah.
Show him some respect.
Yeah. The only guy in the room who knows how to count to 10.
Aristotle, you got to really eat these. Oh, you know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I just wasn't sure how much I should get in there.
You do whatever you want to do. Are you happy to be here?
Absolutely. Whoa, put your pants back on.
But here's
on
a real question. Is it a charcuterie board if there isn't cheese on it?
Is that a requirement?
I don't know. What
does charcuterie mean? Yes. Do you know?
It has to have cheese.
Has to have cheese. So if you just have like some sliced meats and grapes, that's not charcuterie?
I don't know if that's true. I think everyone would go, it's whatever you want it to.
Well, that's what Vinny said, crudité. So
crudité is vegetable, right?
No cheese or meat.
Crudité, bro.
This is a crudité.
Oh, okay.
But if it was on one of those boards, I think if someone said charcuterie, I'd be.
Jesus, this is exciting. So. I don't have to use the word truth again. So this is very good atmosphere in here, and I'm very happy. And I'm not doing the tech. We redid the studio. I realized one of the biggest problems was, no matter how much they set the board, and Aristotle would come in, and Cole would come in, and it's different every week. One guest talks close to the mic. I want the music loud. So we're gonna do the show with the tech person. Well, not, you know, to Aristotle, you're more than a tech person, but you know what I mean. Like, if you can't be here, it's going to have to be somebody else. Okay, so, but I'm glad you're here now. So, that's the cold opening. Let's bring it in. Here we go. Wow. Sure, we do it right. Let's do a fast version, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. It's Christmas time, everybody. That's right. Christmas on the Todd Glass Show, 10-year anniversary. There we go. Hold on. I'm already upset. There's no 1, 2, 1, 2. No, we did it before in the special. Eric, getting ready for New York for a guy that wants to do it. You're very argumentative. I mean, you did it. Because before, here, truth. You did it, you didn't. And then they go, oh, I guess we can come. You know, when you guys talk amongst each other, I don't always know what you're saying, but it's amazing because it comes back and you'll be like, yeah, you know what we could do? Just come into the two count. When he goes, I'll come in with the drum, and you figure it out.
All right. Do you mind if we just have a quick conversation to be ready?
Yeah. No. Of course not. Is this a bit? Truth?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, you can still do it, even if it's a bit. Go ahead. Remember, you got to talk loud because these new mics, they don't. The good news is they don't pick up a lot of the speaker noise, but the bad news is, oh, well, you have a mic over there, so you're all right. Well, go ahead.
Tim, when I come in with the cymbal, just be ready for the three count, and then we'll go into A flat, and then.
Oh, I love it.
This is better for you than 1, 2, 3, 4.
No. This is not.
Come in on
okay. Ready? Now listen. Truth. I'm saying truth. Back to truth. You can if I go. It's when I go. It's Christmas time. You guys can come right in. So here we go. Let's try it again. You ready? So we're not going to edit it out, but hypothetically. And don't try to do bit. Eric, you know me so well, but sometimes I feel like you don't. And it scares me all the time. Because you know that I'm serious. And you know you could do it, but you like to rot. It's like I tell Rory Scovel the same thing. Never going to laugh at any
whoa,
bits.
Whoa.
That guy?
Fuck him. Fuck him. Rory Scovel.
Fuck Boring Rory Shovel. Fuck Boring Shovel! Fuck Boring Shovel! Fuck Boring Shovel! Fuck Boring Shovel!
Starring Shovel.
Folks, it's Christmas time on the top.
There we go. Ba-ba-da-ba.
On keyboards, everybody. Eric Calver on the drums. Come on, everybody. This is a Nice. Sounded beautiful. We're not fucking around like other podcasts.
Those tracks sound really crisp now, Todd.
Hey, crisp. It sounds like we have people here.
Sounds like there's people here. It's great.
Nothing like live music. I know that might seem cliche, but it's like, it's very powerful. How are those drums? Are we ready for, do we need a new set? We need a new set. I had a feeling. I know, like they were never as good as your drums are set, but they weren't as bad as they are now. Yeah, we should get a new set of drums.
Well, this is to play out the last 10 years.
You know.
It's more of a nostalgic thing.
No, you're going to sign it, and we're going to frame it,
yeah.
And we're going to film it. I just agree with whatever you say. we're going to...
Would it be more fun, though, for you to smash them?
I think I should smash
them. You do whatever you want, because I'm not like... I used to be all... You know me? I used to be all, ooh... You know, but
that was you.
It wasn't
that
ever.
Was you.
No, it was.
That was you.
No, because I'd be
but
like,
guys,
this.
Guess who I am?
Ooh,
Todd.
No, that's not Todd. I'm over here.
Oh, I couldn't tell.
I'm seeing double.
Well,
is the heat off?
Yes. All right, we can't rev this high the whole show. Let's go one step at a time. How is the tech going, Aristotle?
I think it's going good.
And I would be remiss. I'm going so slow tonight. Take a deep breath. How are you?
I'm doing very good.
And can we talk about your hair?
Yes.
It looks great.
Mm.
You dyed it gray.
Yes, and I think the thing I didn't expect
cool, by the
was
way.
To run into people, and them kind of take a second to be like, "Wait, was it?" Always like that? Did something happen?
Well, especially with now you're very young, so you're not like. But people do go gray.
Or am I?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, am this I? Is his yeah, trick.
Do you think people are respecting you more? Are you treated differently?
That's what I said. I went to Home Depot earlier, and I was like, everyone listens to me now.
Really? Will Aristotle tell the truth? Will he admit that his hair's been gray all the years? Bam, bam, boom. Yeah, well, that's what I thought. Yeah. He goes, you know what? I think I'm going to dye gray, and we all fall for it. You think Brian Regan did that? No, he got on stage and admitted it. During the pandemic, he let his hair go gray, and he goes, look, I may as well mention it, folks. Anyway, Brian Regan, who passed away yesterday, he got hit by a bus. So Aristotle, hi.
Hello.
And I'm glad that you're here.
Me too.
Don't we have a little...
Oh, of course.
Let's go through everybody. Everybody has a little something special for the...
Crazier, do all Christmas songs? This is actually just now me thinking. Do they all start the same? Because that also sounds like Is this a Christmas song? Frère Jacques. Maybe that's not
Frère
Christmas.
Frère Jacques. Frère Jacques. Frère Jacques.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. You can just sing it with that melody. I'm wrong. I'm realizing I'm just saying other things.
It's too much fun to have you know, instruments that will hold on, wait, what's this say?
A call from the president.
Hold on, guys. I'm not even joking around. For the 10-year anniversary, you're gonna shit in your pants. What do we have? Who's here?
Someone's here?
Yes.
Oh my God, here comes the scarf guy.
Shut the fuck up! Look scarf guy's here, everybody. Scarf. Oh, look at him shaking everybody. Oh, he's shaking everybody.
Here comes the scarf guy.
He left?
I swear to God.
He disappeared.
He's gone. There's no scarf.
But I just saw him walk out the door.
Not even a trail?
No, he was right there. I saw him.
Oh, my God.
Was he ever really here?
That's what I'm...
Maybe we have to believe harder.
I'm freaking out. Guys, you think I'm lying. Thank God we have that safe word. I swear. Can you hear me, by the way, when I'm over there?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of. So the audience couldn't hear me when I was over there doing my bit.
They're picturing the funniest thing.
But no, we need to... Remember we used to have a microphone set up over there, so when we did bits?
That mic right there. That one just doesn't have a cord.
Yeah. Anyway, so scarf guy, let's go right back to the bit. That's fine.
Was the scarf the friends we made all along?
He just disappeared?
When I went outside... And believe me, I saw him walk through that curtain. I was, what, half a second behind him? 2 seconds?
Yeah, no, barely.
I saw him, and then he just missed. And then he missed, as they say. He missed the fight. Can I get some reverb?
Is this place haunted?
Thank you. Oh, wow. Oh, now you're trying to teach me a lesson.
That's me readjusting to tech.
Thank you for my reverb, Aristotle. That's too much. For what is a man? Okay, let's back to the show. Stop. Yeah. I don't need bells and whistles. Turn everything off. I just do a regular show.
That's a great name for your next special, Bells and Whistles.
Bells and Whistles.
Wow.
Glass, bells and Whistles.
Right. What are you doing? Are you writing
that down? Did you see the TikTok I did, the one you gave me that we dropped today?
Today? No, I saw the two previous. Which one?
I did a TED Talk. A TED Talk, TikTok.
TikTok, TED Talk?
It's Todd Talk.
Write
TED
that down.
Talk.
Write that down.
Shit, this is how I lose all the good jokes.
It's gold. You're not getting any of it. You didn't copyright that shit.
Did you notice? Okay, so you gave me an idea for a TikTok. It's the guy that goes, when I turned 18, I kicked my mother out of the house. Because she said she was going to kick me out of the house. But I thought, wonder if.
I haven't seen that one yet. I saw the other two you did. I watched the blood bag one and the
right.
Flat Earth one.
They're funny. They're easy. I was so unprepared. Chad was on his way over. I didn't have any of them. And then I called Cam, and he sent me back like 5 of them in like 10 minutes. I'm like, fuck Chip Chantry.
People love that format. Chad like figured out something. Like at least like 2 of them. You shoot. I don't know how many with Chad tonight, but at least 2 of them like are over 1 million views every time. It's crazy.
No, they definitely do well. And I have to get over that some people. And I'm being truth. I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Think that I'm trying to fake them. Even though I did one that said...
Who said that? I'll beat their ass right now.
I gotta get him. What else do we have? Let's go through everybody's...
Sure.
Wait, did you finish the TikTok thing?
Okay. Oh.
Or your thought, yeah.
So,
You're worried about some people.
Oh, worried about that some people think that it's one of those things where you're trying to fake them out, which infuriate me. Mm. The ones where they're trying to, my significant other proposed to me, but it's so fake. It's like, it's not even close. It's not even like, is this real? Some are like, is this real? Is it fake? Some you don't doubt it at all.
Yeah.
But when they're so fucking bad, I want to go, this is not what I'm doing. This is never supposed to fool anybody.
Well, those people, they probably wouldn't have come across it anyway. So it's just like an extra. You're all of a sudden getting the takes of people that would have otherwise never even seen it.
And
so it's like they're not even in the audience.
That's what Chad said. He goes, they're not going to come to see you. So I don't reply. I don't reply because you know why? Oh, I have a thing where when I'm reading through comments, if you read some nice ones, stop. I don't wait till I get to a negative one. I used to subconsciously do that. I used to go. So now I go, you people overwhelmingly write very nice things. So I'm not complaining. So anyway. 10-year anniversary show. Don't we have a 10-year anniversary? Do we have a song?
I think we do. One that's been 10 years in the making.
Wow. Thank you, Joe. We should call Joe McKenzie.
The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Just like 10-year-old Tom. Anniversary show. Anniversary show. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday, podcast.
Now, I have a little game for you.
Yeah.
How many times there is music afterwards that's just the theme?
Oh.
Or those guys could play it too, Tim and Eric. But how many times would you have to hear it to be able to sing it?
Tim and Eric. To be able to sing that specific one?
Yeah. You can't do it yet.
Play
it again.
Happy birthday. No, I think I could. What was it? The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday, Todd. Or just like 10-year-old Tom. I don't know the rest.
To be honest, even though you could do that, my mind is different. Okay, let's hear it again. Thank you, Joe McKenzie. We're going to call you.
The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Just like 10-year-old Tom. Anniversary show, anniversary show. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday, podcast.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't mean to sound crazy, but I'm just starting to realize this. All the songs he sends, are they the same song? Shh. Like, for so long, like, I thought he was doing something different, but they sound kind of the same. Am I crazy?
You know what? Half the calls are to Joe. Joe. He goes, you know, I could find another song. I go, no. And I forget it every time. It's Camp Town Racetrack. Camp Town Racetrack. Of course,
no.
I know now. And I have to go, yeah, the one where you go, ba 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 ba. He goes, ba 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 ba.
Some guys are a one-hit wonder. I don't know. Sometimes they can't.
His wife's listening. We're going to
call him. Hello, Michelle. Hello.
Wife's name. Lauren. So do you know the song yet?
Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Just like 10-year-old Tom. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy anniversary.
Let's hear the real one. Joe.
The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old.
If it's off one, I'm going to start. Can you start it over? If it's off, I'm not doing any angry bits tonight. If it's off, you'll listen to it again.
Until you get it right.
Because then when someone else, see, I think you know that I.
Have you seen Whiplash?
I was going to say, this is Whiplash.
Have you seen Whiplash?
Whiplash.
It's with J.K. Simmons. It's about the drummer.
The one where he throws the cymbal.
And he goes, are you rushing or are you dragging? Yeah. I like the bit.
I don't like that movie. I mean, I'm not saying I don't like it, but I don't believe you have to use
that violence to do it.
No, it's trying to.
There's
say,
something you could do in your act. I feel like with the because you have the band behind you where you do a rushing or dragging thing. Like well, I don't know
squirt,
what it is yet, but there's something funny.
I used to squirt
water
at their faces in the band, and then if the audience was like, "Oh, I go, you want me to be like Whiplash and throw a cymbal at his head like Charlie Pride?" Because those people go, Charlie Pride, a guy through. I'm believing there's some other musician that's unbelievably good that no one used aggression to teach him things. But the message in that movie is, I think it leans towards, it feeds the people that go, yeah, you know what? You got to be able to take some shit sometimes. Yeah.
I don't think people need to be.
I'm not saying
I don't know if I believe this as I say it, but I'm going to say it. I don't think people need to be, obviously, you know, hit or abused as children or whatever to be a good artist, but. You can't really argue with the results. Like, obviously, what Michael Jackson's father did to them during the Jackson 5 was horrible, but They danced sung.
We're about to test this out now with the song.
Well, hold on, because I don't want to get serious on a show like this. Sure. There's somebody else out there.
No, of course, it should never happen.
You can argue with the results. I know you're kidding, but, you know, my mom used to give us a big bucket of fudge with six spoons. So
and now you're the number one podcast in America. So
no, people used to go, my dad hit me, and I turned out okay. Oh, did you? Did you? That's cute, almost.
The song.
I think I would venture to say that I got 100, double or nothing. I think you got one thing wrong.
Can I say what it is now? I think you said anniversary, and he said birthday.
But wait,
so let's see.
Do you want to hear the song again, or do you want to sing it again?
No. I'll sing it to double down. I'll sing it right now to double down.
Wait a second.
I'm that confident, Todd.
No.
I got a mind of steel.
Camp, it's the Todd Glass Show, and I'm the president. you're saying you want to sing it again, but I already told you.
Donald Trump appeared in my dream last night. Random. I've never dreamed of him. I don't know why. It was in a classroom setting, and he was behind me. And the teacher was just talking about the video game Sonic the Hedgehog. And I turned around.
This is all true.
I don't know why I dreamed of this. And I turned around to this, and for whatever reason, I was like, I knew I didn't like him, but in my dream, I was like, regardless of how you feel, just be polite. You don't want to make a scene. So I just went, Mr. President, even though he's not the president, right? I don't know. Something
about
my psyche.
Because I don't know if he came up like after a show, he goes, what if he gave me not only a compliment?
What if he's
funny,
your biggest supporter?
He goes, let me tell you something. When the band took the stage, I got excited, and the people next to me didn't. I wanted to punch them in their face. I go, oh, really? Is that? That's how I feel.
Serious question.
Yes.
If Donald Trump got elected for another term and asked you to perform at his inauguration ceremony, would you?
No. I know that. I know I'll be okay. But believe me, it's how much? No.
You could do it and have some big like F you to him and then have your cake and eat it too sort of thing.
Really?
And then
Johnny
get the
Cash
exposure.
Yeah. I'm just going to interject and say that I love all of this because we continue to test how well you know this song.
Oh, because I'm further away.
Yeah, from hearing
can
it.
Can we play it? Can we?
No. That's the test. Do you still remember it now?
I don't need to hear it.
But now if you sing birthday, do you think I'm wrong about anniversary or
no,
birthday?
No, I think it does both. It goes, the Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday. The Todd Glass Show is 10 year old, just like 10 year old Tom. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy anniversary.
Okay, now let's hear the real one. Thank you, guys.
The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Just like 10-year-old Tom. Anniversary show. Anniversary show. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday podcast.
Oh, and the last line I didn't get. No, I was saying it was... No, Todd, please.
Okay, Todd is getting up. Oh, my God. He's beating the shit. Todd, get up.
Todd, I'll do it right. He's grabbing a cymbal, he's throwing it at me. I'll do it right, I promise. You ready? Are you ready? I'll do it right. Are you ready? Are you ready?
That symbol off pretty quick. See why the word truth is good on a podcast? Because the listening audience, and here we know, we watched him do it, but people at home are like, he's like, getting that, what do you call that, a butterfly screw? I know when someone says yes. My teachers did that to me for years because they felt so bad. I go, 2 + 2 = 7. They go, yeah. I go, oh, I think it's not. But
Todd, I can do it perfect now. You want to hear?
Yes.
Please don't throw the symbol. No. I'll do it perfect. You ready?
Can I give you a suggestion?
Oh, baby, I was blind to let you go. Let you go, baby. I'm in your arms. I want you back. Wow. Perfect. Thank you.
Don't you want to hear it again before?
No, I've got it.
I think he's got it down.
I think I do.
Oh, baby.
Okay. So if I have it right this time, it just sort of proves the point that violence is the answer.
No.
So if I get it wrong,
even in
like,
a bit, I will never condone How many? You know, my friend who I don't talk to that much anymore. Someone goes, she saw someone hitting their kid. They go, you got to. Sometimes it makes them good people. And my friend goes, you know what I should have said? Yeah, how many blows to your face would it take to make you a good person? Anyway, that's a good one. What are you people pro hitting?
Okay, they're annoying.
So go ahead. Here we go.
Yeah, okay.
You don't want to hear it again?
No, I got it.
Don't make a bit out of
it. I'm not making a bit. I think I got it.
Okay,
truth,
here we go. If you get it wrong, I don't care. I just want you to be trying your hardest.
The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old, just like 10-year-old Tom. Anniversary show, anniversary show. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday show, Todd Glass.
Come on!
Happy birthday show, Todd. Happy birthday,
Todd.
Happy birthday, Todd. Happy birthday.
Podcast.
Show podcast.
You want to hear it again?
Happy birthday. What?
Why don't you listen podcast. To it again?
We have so many other jingles.
Oh, no.
We have so many other jingles.
Play, do you have one for you?
For myself?
Yes. What is this? Well, it's the Christmas episode. It's the Christmas episode, everybody. Wow.
This one's for you, Cam.
For Cam?
Cam.
Anniversary, everybody.
Cam.
I don't know if he's. Cam. Probably the lyrics are coming up.
Cam.
I don't.
Cam.
I don't mean to be rude, but is Camptown Racers the only song he knows?
No, this is my friend Lynn. No, this is not. This is Christmas song. Yeah, this is I'm Dreaming. Listen. See if it's a Christmas song. Play Tim. Maybe we have it. Maybe this one. I think that. By the way, we have, how long have we been going, Aristotle?
7 days.
7 minutes.
25, 27-ish minutes.
It's exciting. So we got to slow down a little. Stretch it out a little.
Just
sometimes can I get
slow.
Some reverb? Hello?
If you could have any name, would you want to change your name to something else?
Yes.
What?
Do you have reverb. Reverb Glass.
Reverb, Reverb.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Reverb Glass. I never thought my name would be Reverb, but now I'm changing. I don't have to sing. Singing. No one ever said, oh, it would be better if Todd was singing. And if they did, I would take him.
Well, you leave him wanting more. You know, give him a little preview. And you go, if you want to hear the whole thing, subscribe to my Patreon.
Right.
Which you're just announcing at the 10-year show.
That's right. Where's our 10-year jingle, everybody?
The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Just like 10-year-old Tom.
Anniversary show. The Todd Glass Show is 10 years old. Happy birthday contest.
Let me stop. I wish I was kidding. I don't need reverb anymore. I don't want to do what I don't. I want to have a different show. I'm half kidding. I'm half serious. Why can't I just? I don't have the board in front of me. I don't have the reverb.
What do you
I
mean
will
you
have
want to
reverb
do
next
show?
Week, by the way. Next week, I will be like in the old days, be able to give my mic reverb.
What are your goals for the next 10 years for the show? What do you,
my
what
goals?
Do you want? Yeah, no, yeah. No, no bits, truth.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I saw what you're about to
what
do.
What are you hitting on me?
Yeah. That's my leg under the table you're feeling.
Well, I want to, like, no, not truth. Not truth, really. I was going to go. But I do sometimes go, like, I don't know if I don't know who the real me is and when the fake me stops and when the real me starts and when the fake me goes in between. I keep thinking, well, talk to everybody. You're here. You don't see Aristotle that often. So take advantage.
Or Vinny.
Vinny, I talk to a lot.
I know, but when is Vinny here?
He's not. Right. So stop and just take it in. Vinny's here. I mean, you gotta make people feel special. Okay, we're gonna sing this song to you, and you don't smile. No, I'm not asking. Don't even get me started. I'm not asking
easy.
You to do this bit you do where it's a bit. We're gonna do the song to you, and you say, "Oh, I could listen on the train." Yeah, it's hard. You try to be nice. But now here we go. Well, we're looking at you. He's in studio. Truth.
What if he does it without smiling, though? Won't it feel
bad? Then we'll be like, "You're right. You're right." But wait, what did you say?
Won't it feel bad? Won't we be like, "Oh, he didn't like that"?
No, because we'll see his face quivering. But we're gonna let him get away with it. I'm not looking if his cheek moves a little to go. Oh, yeah, yeah. If he can. So you say what you can do. Do it now. May pretend you're listening to the show. Matter of fact, hold on. That's why I brought these. You're on the train wherever you go. Go ahead.
Oh, butt plugs for everyone. Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
That's remember I told you he'll say things that make me embarrassed, and then I can't think of one right now. But it'll be like I'll do a bit. You're like, Todd, why did you give me a butt plug? I go, well, I don't even want to be giving you a butt plug in a bit. So you go, why, Todd? It's a healthy thing. Everybody, it's. I'm like, no. I don't
pro-sexuality.
You ready? Okay, you're on the train. Okay, and you're listening to the show. Okay, go right back in.
What kind of ticket did you get? Did you get?
Oh yeah, what type of ticket did you
get? Did you get like first class? Are you sort of like in the luggage section? Did you really get a ticket? Did someone check you in?
Standing room only.
Standing room only.
So you're standing. No. Look, it's the 10-year anniversary show, and I'm not going to let it get ruined. But I'm sick of the shit. Aristotle, don't grab his arm and pull it. Jesus, did you all see that?
I saw that. Yeah.
Oh.
Vinny. I no matter what everyone else says, I fought for you to be here.
Yeah.
I just want you to know.
Truth.
I said, Vinny better be. Well, everyone, I don't want to name names, but like literally everyone else was like, I don't want
to. So now we're going to do Vinny. Maybe pretend you're on the train. That's not that different. This is what you will hear. And you hear this and we're going to do it. If you and here we go. Go ahead.
Todd, wouldn't it actually be insane if you saw someone on the train just listening to music and you found out that they were listening to that? Like, just someone going saying that name. Like, even if you didn't know their name was Vinny, you're like, I wonder what that guy's listening to. No one would ever guess. It's just, Vinny.
His own name. Yeah. Can I tell you, I'm having PTSD that I can't control the reverb, but I'm also loving that.
Post-stress disorder?
Whatever you call it. What would you call it? What do you have for Eric? Is there anything?
Hmm? This is what I got for Eric.
Wait,
Eric Calver. Eric Calver.
Wait, the lyrics?
Eric.
He got a full.
Eric Calver. Eric. Eric Calver.
again.
Rudolph, with your Eric so bright, won't you, Eric Calvert, my sleigh tonight? Let all the rain be Santa Claus is coming tonight. They're all the same song.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, like a light bulb.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus riding down Santa Claus Lane. Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques,
the laser pointer up his nose, and he's making his nose glow like a red. That's actually impressive. That looks fantastic.
Here, we do it again. Vinny's gonna record it.
The red nose. Todd. Okay, so Vinny is recording. Todd is walking around the room. He has a laser pointer in his nose.
It's an entire flashlight.
It's actually like making his whole nose glow red. It's insane. I've never seen anything like this.
Had a very shy.
Glass, the only performer whose closing number has a closing number has a closing number. I know this isn't a hot take, but I feel like the Rudolph story is very sad, is it not? Like, it's supposed to be, like, happy now they include him. This isn't meant to, but it's like they only like him because he has some use to them.
We can bring the bombs up. Exactly, and also, it's so cold out there. I always think that, like, when they're out there.
Poor reindeer.
That nobody wants to be cold, it ends up. People go, oh, no, because their fur is thicker and their fur is firmer. No, it's like those billy goats that climb on the side of the mountain. People go, no, that's where they're raised to be. Because they're sure-footed, they can get away with it there. If you take them to flat grounds where they're not going to get eaten by other animals, they're not going to go run to the side of the mountain and maybe risk their lives.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, let's stop. I don't know if I... How am I sounding, Aristotle?
Amazing.
Have you ridden your motorcycle on a highway yet?
No. God, no.
That sounds... Do you have a motorcycle?
I do.
That sounds terrifying.
Well, the highway right now, yes.
Yeah.
One day. But for now, I'm...
It's cool. I guess look up to... I don't know if look up
it's,
to...
It's the gray hair.
If people...
Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time... Commercial.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Next 10 years, Todd, what do they entail?
I tell you, I'm going to share this with you because I know it's like, it happened. I always think when these things happen, oh, I'm going to share with everyone. And then when you get here, you go, eh, it's not that. But it was very, I actually called Vinny after the hot chocolate thing. Did I call you or did I text you? So years ago, I read a book, it was a book. It was a dad gave it to his son when he was going off to college. Things, he just half a page, one line, just very short little things to do in life. And one of them was just, you know, overtip breakfast waitresses, stuff like that. Simple things, which, you know, a lot of times breakfast is so cheap. So overtipping is, you know, just not that much, you know, but never not buy lemonade from a kid's selling lemonade. Mm. They would think, well, I'd probably buy lemonade from kids without seeing that in that book, but maybe not. And over the years, because I read that book like 15 years ago, you know, not the whole thing, but, Pat, you know, a little. I was driving up Ellesmore, and these kids I thought were selling lemonade or whatever, and I passed by. And then I remembered the book, and I go, come on, this is all life is about, like that simple. And then I made a U-turn, came back, they were selling hot chocolate. And they were so cute and so sweet. And I'm always like, oh, yeah, yeah. They go, do you want whipped cream? And I'm like, of course I want whipped cream. I'm not going to get hot chocolate without whipped cream. And then I gave them more money than, like, you know, what they were asking. And they go, it's only $2. I gave them $15. I mean, where else are you going to act like a big shot for $15? Come on, guys.
That's at least two separate bills.
That's a nice lemonade.
Why stop there? A $20 bill.
Mr. Big Shot. No. I should give $100. You guys are making a big deal about it. I didn't say it in a braggadocious way. I'm sure.
You probably drove up the prices. They started expecting 15 from everybody. No one else bought it. So what was the moral of this story?
Well, listen. It would only be a moral if we wanted to have one. And the one kid reported me so for stealing the whipped cream can. No. So I got back in the car and I started to get flooded with emotion and cry. Like, you know. And I sort of figured it out right away that, you know, I it didn't take a lot to go, why are you crying? Like, you had a nice feeling and it was sweet, and, you know, I haven't done that before. I bought lemonade from kids before and got back in the car and you feel, oh, I'm glad I did that. I think it's with everything especially going on in the world and how, you know, there's a lot of change right now. That there's still kids selling hot chocolate, you know, with that stand, and they made the signs, and it just made me feel like some piece of normalcy with all the chaos that's going right now. And plus, they were so fucking cute to how polite they were. They go, do you want to do the whipped cream yourself? I go, no, I'll trust you. You go, you can just tell me when to stop. And I was like, it's so cute. And that's it. And I got back in the car, and I go, wow, you really do feel like, it does make you feel like, really good just to have a human interaction like that.
Yeah.
So.
But what about the podcast?
What about what?
What about the podcast?
Yeah, Todd, that's good. Next, what if you don't think.
What does this have to do with the podcast?
Well, I'm telling you, but you don't think it's about the podcast because it's not about the podcast. Yeah, good story, Todd, but what's that got to do with the podcast? This is the 10 year anniversary
show. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
Those kids even ever came to one of your live shows?
You're right.
What did they ever do?
If
you
didn't promote the podcast to those kids in that moment, then what good was the story?
Listen. Can I have some reverb?
Sure.
Hey, you with that blah, 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 blah. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. Nice. Do you want? This is just one show. We have two shows to do tonight, though. So I want to go slow. I always say that. Would you like the opportunity to go first, Cam? Because you've always been so
without
nice.
Knowing what's about to happen.
I'll tell you what it is. Okay. So it's a thing where you're going to listen to something on a song on my phone with the ear headphones, and then they're going to try to play it like.
Oh, they don't. They don't hear the song.
They don't. No, they don't hear the song. They're just going to hear you singing. Now I can play it for them, or should I bare my soul and do it first?
I think the listeners want to hear you do it first.
Don't.
I think it's not called the Cam Glash. Well, it's not called that either. It's not called the Cam Gavinsky Show. So.
But you sing. I've seen your show. By the way, we'll say it up front, but just in case you can't say it enough. Friday, 49? tonight. Tonight's Friday, and I will say it on the opening of the show. Tonight is Friday, and I will be at Cam's show tonight. What's the date? Today's Friday the...
Friday the 2nd, December 2nd.
December 2nd. Today is December the 2nd, if you're listening to the show later. And Cam is doing a show at the...
The Elysian Theater.
Elysian Theater. And
in Los Angeles.
And do you have someone with you?
A comedian named Dylan Adler, a good
friend of mine. Dylan Adler's funny.
Yeah, have you seen him? He just moved here. You should have him on your podcast.
I'll connect you. Sometimes it's easier when you bring somebody you know, because then
He's doing great things. I know you're gonna have. Can I spoil someone who's coming on later that you're scheduling with? Doesn't matter.
Yes.
So he's been like opening for her and doing stuff with her, and like he's good friends with Atsuko, and maybe like. I don't know if you'd want them both on at the same time or separately, but
maybe. I'm glad that you know her because
I don't know her personally. But I know Dylan, and then he's good friends with her.
And Dylan, wait a second. Who is the friend that I just met through Jack Hackett that came over the other night?
I wasn't here. I don't know.
Yeah, but we were talking about you. Good things, honest. Truth. Okay. Oh, wait, what's his call? Call Jack right now. Ask who his friend was.
Yeah.
Take our time. We have nowhere to go. Hey, Vinny, keep it down. Call Jacko, who was hanging out, because this guy was a lot of fun and I want to get him on the show.
Jack's gonna hang up and send me a text, but I'll call him back. That's my guess, if I were to bet money.
And then we're gonna I think I might do this thing. I'll try it. We have two parters. That's not a two parter. I'm exhausted.
I'm in the Zoom call. Is it important?
We have to call Joe McKenzie too. I can't forget. Look, there's a line there, Aristotle, for the phone. Mm-hmm. Can you hand it to me? It's an empty line, but it's for the phone. It should be like over there. Is there
something? Yes, right here. Not that phone, right?
Uh-oh. Oh, hey, Todd had a question for you, real quick. Sorry.
Hey, Jack. Yeah. No, it's gonna take you 1 second. Who were we hanging out with the other night? The comedian that I thought was your... What?
Daniel Cabral.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the meeting.
Bye. Sorry to interrupt you. Boy, Jack Hackett's an asshole.
Ungrateful.
Am I right?
Ungrateful.
Ungrateful.
That's the word. Everyone's trying to
kiss your ass. So whatever you say, we agree with you. Like, no matter what, you go, well, Jack's a good... I mean, he's an all right guy.
Well, I mean, he's ungrateful.
Oh.
Well, he doesn't deserve all the hate. You know, he's got where he is.
He's all right.
He's a good guy. It's questionable taste.
That's horrible.
That's
the problem. I want to hear what you think about him. I feel like you're just parroting back what I say.
Oh, stop. Parroting back. Oh, my God. You have a sickness. Let's call Joe McKenzie. And thank you, playing Scarf Guy tonight. Do we break it? Do we break the allure?
Play Joe's when he comes on.
Oh, that's right. We do have a song for Joe.
Yeah, he can hear it when he comes.
Call Joe McKenzie.
Also, when you speak.
Duncan Carey came by as Scarf Guy tonight. Duncan is always. Okay, so now we're gonna try to talk. I'm nervous.
Right.
Joe. Sorry. Why am I yelling into the mic? I'm gonna have no listeners ever.
Happy anniversary.
This might just be a farm.
Oh my God! Joe. Oh my God! Is the podcast canceled?
Joe.
Yes. Hello.
Joe
McKenzie.
Oh my God! Do you hear me?
Hold on. Hold on.
Oh wait, you can't hear him.
Joe McKenzie.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Why weren't we able to?
I don't know. Plug him back in.
Can you try it again, Joe? Can you count to five?
Can I do what? Count
is
to what?
Down over here?
Oh, do I come through?
All right, let me just do it into here. Joe, hello. We're having we had trouble getting you right in through the line, but can you hear me now?
I do hear you fine the whole time.
And how do you hear him on the board?
I can hear him fine. Try now.
Oh, you want me to plug it in?
Yeah, plug it
in. Okay, hold on. I'm going to plug you in one more time. Hold on. Joe?
Hello, how's the plug?
Now, we just hear you through there, but you just hear me through the phone, if I understand correctly. So do you hear me okay?
I'm hearing you fine, yeah.
Yeah, they can. Hi, number one. Thank you for the 10-year anniversary song.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
What is this I hear? Can you hear this?
Ooh, I hear that though.
Wow, what is this? Tell me if you can hear it. If you can't, I'll have to send it to you. It takes forever for Lynn to get to these songs.
Joe McKenzie. Joe McKenzie. Joe McKenzie.
Can you hear what he's saying?
I do. It's beautiful, Lynn.
Joe, Joe, Joe.
All right. I told him to record it louder, and he didn't. Joe let me tell you something. Lynn Shore's songs suck.
Oh.
No, they do. They're not like yours. And I'm so fed up with his shit and the crap that he sends me, and he won't stop. And you, Joe,
he just needs to sing a little louder. It's all right. He just needs to sing out.
When I think of the stuff he sends me, you know what I think of?
Oh, my God.
But when Joe McKenzie sends us a song, we're like, mwah. Joe doesn't give a shit.
I like the mwah. I'll take the mwah.
Well, we wanted to say hello to you. I don't know where to talk. I don't know what... Is this podcast? Is anybody listening anymore? Am I in a mental institution? Joe, I hope you're having a lovely night. What did you do tonight? Let's take a second. I'm not in a hurry. What did you do tonight?
Yeah, sure. Well, I got home from school and took my dog out on a run. Ran around until it got too dark to run. Pretty awesome.
God bless you. How's Lauren and the kids?
Lauren's good. She's on call. She was able to come home and have dinner, and then she just went back to the hospital.
And what did you have for dinner? Did you make it, or did she make it?
I didn't make it. Just a little assorted Mediterranean stuff.
Trader
Joe's.
Mediterranean.
Yeah, you know, I'm talking about great bees here, baby. I'm not gonna lie. There were great bees involved, so yeah. I don't know if anybody can afford that, but yeah.
Well, we want to. Are you still in Portland?
They're like more.
Are you still in Portland? Aristotle wants to know.
I am.
I'm
here right now.
Aristotle wants to know how Portland is.
Depends on what part you go to. My current area is pretty good, but there's a lot of crime and homeless populations. That's
you don't have to bum us out.
Right now.
By the way, Jeff Tate lives in Portland now. Were you aware of that,
Jim? Oh, no, he didn't even call me.
Well, he will. Listen.
I did that Night Court song for him, man.
I know.
No, that's cool. I didn't know he was here, but that's good.
Yeah, he just moved there. It's a secret. I can't really tell anyone except one of my listeners.
Don't say it on the podcast, but if you do.
But I want to say that we love you, Joe, and we're gonna have to say goodbye because of the Podcasters Association of America.
Yeah, I know that.
You're a big part of the show, Joe. Without you, the show is shit, and you've told it to me many times.
I keep telling you, and I think you're getting it. I think you got it, baby.
And we wish you and your family a lovely Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the listening audience? I'll give you the last
one. Well, I'd like to just say two things. Number one, for the 10 years, we did it. We did it. We did it.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did it. We did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. What's the matter? You don't joke around no more. All right. God bless
you. Yeah, but I read a rumor online. This is what I'll leave you with. I read a rumor online that said that your podcast wasn't a real show. So to that, I just wanted to leave everybody with.
You know what? He said it wasn't a real show, but I think he had a joke coming.
He said he read a rumor, and he was about to address the rumor.
Call Joe McKenzie back. Shit. I hope he's not mad at me. I'll never.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Shut up. Call Joe McKenzie. Why did something come up from you, Vinny? Did you text me?
Not a real show?
Yeah, someone said it was not a real show, and what did you respond by saying?
Oh, I just said it. I just kind of said that.
It's the we have that in there somewhere. It's a real show.
Fix the plug.
I don't know. All right, we're good. Joe, we love you. We're going to say goodbye.
Good night, America.
Good night, America. Good night. It's hard still with this piece of shit. I'm tired of this podcast. No, I don't need it anymore.
You've been doing it 10 years. You need a rest.
What do you...
Let us
you?
Do it.
Let's... Hold on. Stop. Not you. Me. I swear to God, in my head. Cam. Well, actually, everybody stop now. How far are we in?
Almost an hour.
Shut up.
No.
No, how long beyond?
No, almost an hour.
That's really... Where do you... It's hard to do this new format that I'm trying to do.
Is this the sound you're talking about?
It's a real show.
Wow.
It's a real show. All right. Can I have the headsets?
So you haven't answered me yet, Todd.
Oh, good. I'm sorry. You can control.
I just want to ask about the next 10 years of the show. What are your goals? What are your aspirations? Well, what do you want to do with the show, with your, you know, anything?
Last week I said this. I'll answer you honestly. Last week I said this, and... I want to do it once a month only because I realize that I need Aristotle here or somebody that knows the board, not the drops that come from the iPad. They're the drops throughout the show. And then there's too many variables. And I think that's why every time we tried to set the board and it sounded good, but one guest talks far away from the mic. Mm. One, that's why Aristotle, you know, not, I don't want to say take you for granted, but, you know, when I think back, whenever you were here, you were always, moving knobs, because you're like, that's a little too loud. That's a little too soft. Well, that's peaking. So I decided to do it once a month.
Okay.
And then the problem is...
Make a more of an event like that, too.
But guess what? How do I... At first, I thought I would do once a month for 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes, and then do half an hour, 35 minutes every week.
Like part one, part twos?
But these shows don't really break down to a half an hour. It's half... So I thought an hour. So the first Friday of the month, I'll drop the show from the studio. Then the next one, just me. It could be an hour long. It's not a no-show show. It's just me into the mic.
Mm.
They're fun to do sometimes. Next week, another one from the studio, and then
second half.
Well, it's the second half, or do we just start over? Because like people listening this week. Now there's people listening.
It feels like you're saying like if it's fresh anyway, you don't want to leave people out or start over. Is that what you mean?
No, like right now, if I say it's part two, then I have to drop it the next week. You can't drop part two. Okay, I'm gonna talk this out because
I want to hear.
Okay, so if part one is first week Friday of a month, boom, it's the Todd Glass Show live from the studio. Just say from the studio, right? Then next week, if it's part two, you can't have next week. Oh, it's just me, like a solo Todd Glass Show. It'll be a new format that we do, and then because if it's part two, they're gonna want to hear it.
You want to record twice a month?
No, just once a month, but it's two completely different shows.
Well, like one long recording, but split in half.
No.
You're saying one recording, stop, new recording.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
since it's only once a month, too, I don't know if you're interested in this, but it could be cool to... You're shooting it once a month, but releasing twice
a month.
If you're recording it once a month, you could potentially also start shooting the shows and releasing clips on your...
Well, that's separate from too. That's a given either way, right? If I did it every week, I should be doing that. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Well, I mean, if it's once a month, then it could be easier to have, say, someone with a camera come in.
No, like, definitely. Yeah, definitely. And that's maybe I'm talking this out too much, but it is. But I'll figure it out. But now, so here's where we reach that middle mark. See, the way I look at it was like. First, I thought divided into four, and this show does not divide well into four. Sometimes the first half hour, I don't get to anything.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm aware of it. But then I think an hour. Right now, if I say, okay, everybody, bye, then do we start over? Or maybe I do just do the first part, week first Friday of the month, boom, second Friday, part two, and then do solo. I liked it back and forth. Mm. But that way I can just continue the show, call it part two of last week. What do I do?
I think so. I think that makes sense. And then solo.
Solo.
I think so.
All right. So guess what, everybody?
Alternating, but the flow is maybe weird.
Yes. It'll all work itself out, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. We're done.
Bedtime.
This is it. We go to part two after this. How do we... You want to...
What's in well, part two? Give the listeners something. Give a cliffhanger.
Yes, thank you.
So they want to listen to part two.
It's recording two. Like this is it's not a part two if it's not if it's separated. You know.
Well, it is part two because we'll be like it's still
for us right now.
For us, yeah. But for the audience too.
Do you remember that period when movies would release?
Wait, why am I confused?
Well, do you remember that period where like movies would release and they'd have sequels, but then the last one would be part one? Like Harry Potter was Harry Potter Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Harry Potter Deathly Hallows Part 2?
I have no idea.
I know, it was crazy. They should have done it. That's just what I have to say about this situation.
Ernesto, what do you say?
To me, it's different in the way that you've sent me episodes before where it's like, oh, it's James Adomian Part 1 and Part 2. It is one thing cut in half. But this is its own episode.
No,
and
I'm
now
saying
we have a whole brand
no.
New
no I'm
episode.
Saying maybe I will do it part two and just drop them just 2 weeks in a row. So the first 2 weeks, part one, part two. Then we don't have to start all over. It's a rhythm that gets lost. So if I just do part one and part two, the first two, and then solo. Every other seemed better to me. You know, podcast
to,
studio
like,
solo. But then they would have to be two different episodes. But if we do it like this, we'll
If you do the alternating, I think you would just have to, I guess, record an intro before part two where you go, hey, this is me again with my guest, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe we should talk about this off the show.
It's the behind the scenes. They got to look into the real.
Does anyone even understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
What am I saying?
I love you all, and I appreciate your effort.
No, that I thought it was weird to do a part two and make people wait. Like, okay, they like it, and then they go, oh, part two is next week. Well, no, because then Todd does a solo, then it's part two. So
but it would maybe get more people to listen to the solo, because then you get, you know, I don't know.
How? Are you just making shit up?
No, I'm serious. I don't know.
Why would it get more people?
Well, because maybe if it alternates or more, I don't know if people are, I don't know what your stats are with your listeners, but maybe if it's like alternated, then it changes it up more versus like, oh, it's two solos in a row. Oh, it's two guests in a row. You know, I don't know. Is that what you're thinking, like the rhythm of it?
Yeah, like if you're listening to the show at home and you want to hear part two, do you want to wait a week to hear a solo show and then hear part two of the other show? I'll have to figure this out off the podcast. But I also don't mind that we're trying to discuss it on the podcast.
And that's why we're going to put it to a vote. This is a democracy now. Put it out to the listeners. Let them vote on it.
No, they'll confuse
you
me.
You can only vote if you sign up for Todd's Patreon. Patreon.com/ Jonah Hill.
You can only vote if you've been listening for 10 years.
I know. Oh, it's the end of the first part of the show.
Real show.
It's a real show. It's the 10-year anniversary show with Papu Papu Aristotle. We're going to fade out, and you're going to play Mr. Rogers. And that was the end of this show. Ba-boom, boom.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.